It's been called the South American Braveheart, a film that opened in the U.S. this weekend about the life of Simón Bolívar, the military leader who helped free much of Latin America from the Spanish Empire. It's called Libertador, or The Liberator.
Este continente está esperando por un diluvio. Un diluvio que finalmente lo inunde de libertad.
The continent is waiting for a flood, he says, a flood that inundates it with liberty.
Y ese diluvio comienza hoy.
The flood starts today. That rousing music was written by a first-time film score composer, Gustavo Dudamel. The same Gustavo Dudamel you might have seen whipping around his wild shock of hair as the spirited conductor of the LA Philharmonic. I spoke with him while he was backstage, just after a rehearsal at the Hollywood Bowl. Gustavo Dudamel and the film's director, Alberto Arvelo, go way back to their days growing up in Venezuela. That's where they first developed an appreciation for El Libertador.
We study Bolívar in the school, you know. We read, you know, his letters, his most important speeches. And of course, in every main square in Venezuela, we have a Simón Bolívar statue that, of course, is around our life. But to understand from where he came, to arrive to the point to liberate all these countries in South America is so interesting. And I think that for me was, in a way, a discovery. With the movie, I learned a lot.
I read that originally you were a musical advisor to the film.
Exactly.
But you made the jump at some point to writing the score. How did that happen?
No, well, look, I have a very close relation with Alberto Arvelo, the director. He was part of El Sistema, you know, the musical program that we have in Venezuela.
That's the youth music program you're very
yes,
involved
yes,
with.
He was playing the cello. We create this kind of very special relation. We are like brothers. And, you know, he told me about the movie many years before, I think, almost 4 or 5 years before he started. And he told me, you will be my advisor, musical advisor. And I was giving him many examples. Then in a point, I played for Alberto some things, and he told me, I'm sorry, my friend, but you became the composer of this film. And I was like, no, but dear, I'm giving only examples to you. I'm not a composer, you know. I'm not used to it. And he told me, no, start to do, and blah, blah, blah. And well, here we are.
Let's talk about this music. I mean, I got to imagine it's a heavy weight on you to write music for a figure like that. What was the kind of feeling you're going for?
My approach was in a very simple way, really simple, something like, you know, more atmospheric. For example, in a battle scene, I didn't use an orchestra complete doing things. I used sometimes a children choir, you know, singing on the top of that, you know, of the action. So you have this kind of contrast.
I'm speaking with LA Philharmonic music director Gustavo Dudamel. He's composed the score for the new film Libertador, The Liberator. Bolivar's liberation movement was a kind of a transnational thing. People came from all over the world to fight alongside him. Is that spirit reflected in the music?
I think yes. It's very epic. I was very inspired in a way from Copland.
Aaron Copland.
Yeah, the fanfare for a common man, you know? Ta-da-da, ta-da-da. And for me, it was like kind of a key for me to describe the character of Bolívar. Bolívar was a common man that became a hero, became a liberator of many countries. And from that, for me, was like kind of, wow, this is the kind of things that I would love to get inspired from this motif to go and to create this. And I was trying to use some ethnic elements. I have this wonderful friend, Pedro Stache, that he was playing all the ethnic flutes. That was a kind of element to pay homage to the people before the Spanish conquer, you know.
You know, I've got a feeling that now other film directors are going to be calling you up and saying, Gustavo, I've got this great film. Well, can you write something for me? What are you going to tell them?
Well, never say never. I don't know. If I have the right, let's say, the right conditions, in the sense of to have the time, because you need the quality of time to do the things. You cannot be, you know, crazy. And I think if I can have the quality of time to repeat the experience again, look, I will do, because I love it. And if this happen, I will be happy. And if not, also I will be happy.
That's Gustavo Dudamel. His day job is conducting the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Now he's also a film score composer. His first is for the movie The Liberator, which opened in the States this weekend.